it's time to drink some gin.
Oh, best day of the week. What a good excuse to drink midweek. It's very healthy. It's very normal. We love Tuesday Booze Day.
And we're not just going to drink. We're going to taste it. We're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to find out about it. So we only need a little bit of a tasting. And then we can save the rest for Friday when we can drink it long and leisurely and enjoy the Friday talking about the topic. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to taste that gin.
Should Tuesday warm up?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday warm-up. We're just getting ready for the Friday. We're just having a little taste. And Emma's going to join us and tell us all about it.
Exactly. With the guest. So we can taste their gin, find out what we're drinking on Friday. And that gives you the opportunity to go and buy some if you want to join us in drinking it on Friday night.
Oh, very fancy.
So this week we are drinking Davilje.
Yes, very good.
Oh, gonna have to have a look at it again. Davilje, that's it.
Because you want to say Demile, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah,
I do, but it's not.
All over the internet, Gaelic, it's Davilje.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Davilje. Which, of course, the problem is you're fine if you don't look at the word. Look at the word, messes my head. But if you don't look at it, know how to pronounce it.
But everybody listening, if you try and Google it, you have to search M-H-I-L-E to find it. Yeah, put V's in there, exactly. You're not going to find it.
Not going to find it. Not at all. But speaking it, Davilje. And therefore, you can order it properly at bar now. Mm. You know how to say it, rather than standing there going, can I have one of those Demille things.
To be honest, if I was behind the bar, I wouldn't know that's how you say it. So yeah. I think I might get even more confused.
Unless you're in Wales, maybe.
Yes, true.
Because that's where it comes from. So we are drinking that with our guest, Russell Arnott. And the reason why we're drinking it is it's a seaweed gin. And he's going to talk to us all about plankton.
Okay.
But we'll get onto the topic on Friday. Today is gin. And I'm a little worried about seaweed.
Worried about seaweed.
Why? Come on, guys. Live a little.
Great for sushi. Not great for booze is my logic.
Well, the whole idea of this gin was a gin to complement seafood.
Somebody get me some prawns
now.
Nature, we're the same. Garlic and chili prawns.
Now I could do seafood. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Prawns. Mm. Maybe a bit of lobster.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to make me quite hungry.
I'm not going to want meatballs and pasta.
So, anyway, all we need now is
a guest.
Awesome. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hello. Welcome.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Brilliant. Have you got the gin?
Look at that. I've been really excited. And I thought I need to do posh gin and tonic, because let's face it, most of it will be tonic. So I thought, being that it's a Welsh gin, I got a Welsh tonic.
No! Nice.
Very good.
Very good.
Carrick tonic. Nice. Yeah.
So I thought I'd pair the two.
Oh, extra bonus points there.
So, well, Russell, tell us, why are we drinking Davilje gin?
We're drinking this gin because it is seaweed flavoured, and I've always wanted to try it, but I really, really love seaweed, and talking about it and all the places and ways that it can be used. So I thought gin is a really good one. So let's celebrate that. And I also really like the Cadamore Seaweed Farm in Wales, grow seaweed there to eat and to turn into flower pots and things like that, which is kind of cool.
Brilliant.
So supporting the seaweed industries.
I love it. To eat and to turn into flower pots.
Exactly. Bam.
Brilliant. I'm a little worried about how seaweedy it might be, just because you don't normally think of seaweed gin as your go-to, but I'm interested.
Okay, Emma, so tell us then, why would we put seaweed in our gin?
I mean, increasingly, there are lots of coastal gins, and coastal gins try to use things that are found on the coast, because if you open a coastal gin, you want it to be something like what you expect the seaside to smell like, I guess. People tend to go for more of the oysters and the seaweed rather than other nasty smells you might find at the seaside. So like bright, fresh, green flavours you'll get from kind of seaweed. You get a bit of depth and complexity. You might get hints of salinity or sometimes perceived salinity because the association that your brain has with one and the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one, it's their normal gin. So Davide has a standard organic gin and then they rest it on seaweed for 3 weeks and then they triple filter it. So you end up with a very clear product, slight hint of green to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you say they rest it on the seaweed, do they literally just pour it over and go, lie there, there you go, have a little rest.
Whack it all in a barrel.
Just lie there.
Okay.
In a barrel.
So how am I supposed to try this? Just try it as I try it?
So normally when we try gin, we try it neat. So the first sip that you have might be slightly overwhelming because of the alcohol and the ethanol. So have one sip, hold it in your mouth for a while, swirl it around a bit like mouthwash. Your second sip, the tingle will hopefully have subsided a little bit, and that's when you should start to develop kind of the flavours over your palate. Try to discern a few of them. Once that first kind of burny bit is gone,
So smell wise, I can't smell the sea.
I can.
It doesn't really smell.
I can smell the sea.
Actually, I can smell it more now I've tasted a bit.
It smells super sea-y.
Yeah, there's definitely a
that famous
sea-whip.
Adjective.
I mean, you get kind of, for me, salty sea. The juniper's definitely there, though. Hooray! There's some spice in there, some cinnamon or clove or something, I think, as well.
I'm getting cloves. Yeah, it feels a bit Christmassy. Christmas at the beach.
I tell you what, though, when you taste it, the second sip, once you've finished your second sip, if you then take a big, deep breath in, you're going to get loads of eucalyptus and mint around this one.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Mmm. Really fresh.
There is something a bit earthy and eucalyptusy to it.
Yeah.
Like a sea mouthwash.
Which doesn't sound good, but it's actually
really nice.
I quite
and actually,
like it.
But taking that breath in, you get that sort of saltiness that you were saying. Yeah, and
for sure.
I'm just getting really nice seaweed smells. You know, it smells like I'm on a beach.
Mm. In a nice way as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice beach.
Nice beach.
Yeah. Not really stinky beach.
No. Yeah, this is a quality beach. Like, this is one that you want to go to with your grandparents for a winter walk.
It's a heritage site, isn't it? Heritage.
Yeah, There's a really good car park, you know, like a nice one with one of those things you can wash
wood
your boots
next to it.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. That you walk through.
There's something almost kind of dandelion around it at the edges.
It's really nice.
And the finish, maybe, reminding me of dandelions. But I mean, I did try to see what the botanicals were. They're a little bit cagey. I mean, it's funny. They say 17 on their website. One website said 18.
It doesn't seem to be, you know, a seaweed kind of gimmick. It does seem to be a balanced gin.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I am mixing mine with tonic and a little bit of orange today, and I feel like the orange might go quite nicely.
I think so. So freshen it up a bit.
So I had lemon and lime. What should I go for?
I'd say lemon because it's softer. Okay. Lime's quite harsh of a citrus.
Good call.
I would say.
I have lemon.
Teacher's pet.
Would you be tempted to put like mint in or anything like that?
What about putting seaweed in?
I mean, you could do. Samphire might be quite nice.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Saltiness.
Ooh, love a bit of samphire.
Kind of amplify that saltiness. I think if you put mint in, it might be too overwhelming. But if you think about things that go with mint, so you could put some strawberries in it, maybe.
Or some peas.
If yeah, I mean,
I see you went peas. I went lamb.
Shove a lamb in your gin.
Lamb leg on the side. Yeah, you'd be fine. Little lamb burger perching on the top.
I really feel like you should definitely open a really random gin bar and just put things out and see what people put in their gin. You could put peas in. You could put some seaweed in. You could put some lamb in it. Enjoy.
Just see what people do.
It's experiential.
Or, as we were saying earlier, you could have a little prawn hanging off the top.
True. Because, so yeah, they did design this gin to complement seafood. So I just want to have it in a martini to soften the edges up a little bit with an oyster.
Oh, you're feeling bougie tonight, Emma.
I'm always bougie, come on.
I love it.
Martinis and oysters. Is there a better drink and food pairing?
Oysters,
probably not.
Yeah, hands down, the best food ever. I have a life rule, which is ever you pass somewhere that sells oysters, you have to stop and have at least three.
I mean, that is a great life
rule. I like that. That is brilliant. Adopt that.
That's pretty good. I like them deep fried, battered and deep fried oysters. Oh, they're amazing.
Dirty.
It just covers all the delicate, wondrous flavours in the oyster. It's just destroyed with so batter and frying.
So good.
There are some that they make in New Orleans where they take them and they broil them with loads of butter and garlic and then cheese on the top. And they are incredible. They're not an oyster anymore.
Oh.
They do slightly move away from that beautiful fresh brightness, but oh my god, they're like crack. They're called crack oysters.
So I have never had an oyster. I've never had
what?
One.
Never had an oyster.
No. Oh yeah. My god, Sarah, you didn't raise me properly.
I failed in my duties.
They're like smoking. The first one you have, you're like, why the hell would anyone disgusting. Do this? And the second one you have, you're addicted.
Okay. Okay, obviously, I have never smoked because I'm chatting to my stepmom, so I don't know what you mean by that.
I did. Wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, you did it for years.
But I would do oysters again. Ooh. But you also have to be really careful because they are, you know, quite notorious at making you quite ill.
Just don't have them in months that don't have R in them.
Or just get them from next to the sea. If they're like just there, then have one.
Yeah.
I've eaten so many oysters in my life and I've only ever had two dodgies.
I've never had a dodgy oyster.
My record is 26 in one day.
Wow.
Ooh, nice.
How many in one day?
26.
Whoa.
That's brilliant.
Pretty good.
That was at Whitstable Oyster Festival where you've obviously got to eat lots of oysters.
So what do you guys think with tonic? How's it going? Because I don't have any today because I'm in the office.
It's smooth.
I'm just sipping on it neat.
Mm.
It's really good.
Mm. Oh, it's really good.
You happy with your choice?
I'm pleased because obviously you guys drink loads of gin. And I thought if you guys were like, oh God, not the seaweed gin or not the seaweed gin again. Or like, God, oh, why does every ocean guy go for the seaweed gin? It's bloody horrible. So I'm really pleased that it was a slight novelty and that it wasn't gross.
That's all you can ask for.
I was very happy when Sarah said, this is what we're trying. So, seal of approval from the monkey.
I know you went straight away. As soon as I said what the name was, you were like, yes.
Yeah, perfect. Happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm really glad that it isn't a gimmicky CBD thing. Because the only gins we have an issue with are flavoured.
Are gimmicky, disgusting, coloured beer gin or...
Oh God, that sticky beer carpet gin.
I will never forget beer gin. Life. If you haven't listened to that episode with the beer gin, go and listen because it needs to be heard.
Just don't drink it. But drink this because this is really good.
I think it's well integrated throughout, isn't it? It's not a gin with like the seaweed kind of notes sitting on top. It's all well kind of
it's soft.
Mixed in together. Yeah, really nice.
Perfect. I love it.
Thank you very much, Emma.
And we will carry on drinking. Thank you, Emma.
Pleasure. See you guys later.
Thank you, Emma.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was the gin thoroughly tasted.
I feel like I've tasted it perhaps a little too much and Tuesday Brews Day might turn into Wine Wednesday tomorrow.
Well, you've got to save some of that gin for Friday when we can have the rest of the conversation with our guest.
I'm looking forward to it.
At least we've tasted and we know what it is that we're drinking and we know why we're drinking it. And then we could just relax with the topic.
Oh, I can't wait. Sarah, in the meantime, if people need a bit more gin and topic before their Friday, where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us on social media at Topic Gin.
Lovely.
Or they could head over to our website. We're ginandtopic.com. And if they don't want to wait till Friday, they can always go and listen to some past episodes whilst they're waiting.
Brilliant. Love it. We'll see you Friday.
See you then.